I didn't want to bother you with all the other troubles you got, but I thought this thing has gotten to the place where it's getting something that you should know about, at least. I've been in with Mansfield this morning, McCarthy and I both. On this voting rights thing, Joe Rao called me the other day, 2 days ago. I report this tomorrow. And talked to me about, you know, on the voting rights bill and the Kennedy Amendment. And I said, well, I just don't think it's constitutional. I said, so forth, and went on through it. He had Clarence Mitchell with him there. And that ended it up. I mean, the conversation was, he was putting all the pressure on he could about all these people being for it. So yesterday afternoon on the floor of the Senate, Bobby was presiding. And he called McCarthy up there and told him he wanted to see him. So McCarthy went up and talked to him. And he said that Joe Rao had said, Bobby, are you with me now? That Bobby said that Joe Rao had said that the reason that McCarthy wasn't for this amendment was that he hated Bob Kennedy. So Gene came back and talked to me and laughingly told me about this, but I mean, pretty upset about it too. And so I was there, and at the same time the page came over to me and had said that the presiding officer wanted to see me, and I was busy talking, and I said I'd be up there in a few minutes. I was talking to Gaylord Nelson. So Bob comes on down, catches me, and he said he was talking to Joe Rao, and that Joe Rao had told him that the reason I wasn't for this amendment was that I told Joe Rao because I hated Bob Kennedy. So this is the same story. So I said, okay, let's call Joe Rao up. Now, this was on the situation. So Gene and I talked to Mike about this morning. We just feel that we don't want Joe Rao running the Senate or telling these stories. And Ted Kennedy told Gene that Humphrey was for this bill. I went in yesterday afternoon and to see Humphrey. I said, in view of this, I want to find out what his position was. I saw Bill Connell, and he said that the vice president was coming down, I think, to see you or something. Anyway, he said, Ron Stennett knows his position on that. So I talked to Ron, and I said, well, what is the vice president's position? I said, I get one story from one place and one from the other. He said, well, as far as the administration's concerned, he supports the administration's position, but he says that if he were a senator, he would be for the Kennedy Amendment.
Who says this now?
Ron Stennett.
Now, who's he?
Well, he's an employee of Humphrey's. I mean, I wouldn't have talked to him ordinarily, but Bill Connell told me, you know who Bill Connell is.
Yeah.
Bill Connell told me to talk to Ron. So we went on back this thing. We could try to get Humphrey this morning and Mansfield together. In fact, I put in a call to Bob Kennedy.
Yeah.
And I was going to have Bob come on in, and Gene and I did this together.
Mm-hmm.
Decided that we'd get Mansfield and Humphrey and tell Bob that we were going to tell Mansfield and Humphrey what Bob had said and what that Joe Rao had said, or whichever's lying about it. Well, anyway, Bob did not, they said he wasn't in, said he wouldn't be until afternoon. So we talked to Mansfield. Then McCarthy, Humphrey called in McCarthy, talked to him, and he called in me and talked to me. And I told him exactly what happened. And he said, oh, he said, Rao's just using this. He said, they're just using that as a way to get these votes lined up. I said, it's all right, except that they're not talking about on the merits now. They're making this thing political.
Mm.
They're making this thing going on around. I said, well, I want him to know that I didn't appreciate it, but that was all right. I mean, I didn't care. As far as I was concerned, I was making my decision, and that was it. But I didn't appreciate being put in the middle like that, and I didn't appreciate Joe Rao trying to use his influence around there, telling this kind of story and these lies about what was going on. Gene and I considered we talked to Mike about this. We hadn't said we were going to. But possibly just calling the caucus and telling Bobby we're going to report what he said to both of us in front of the caucus that he said about Joe Rao. You know, and just bring the whole thing out in the open and
mm-hmm.
let him say that it's a lie, because, you know,
yeah.
Joe kind of wants to run every damn thing up here anyway.
Yeah.
Well, now, since that time, to lunch, I hate to bore you with all these details, but...
Go ahead.
Joe Clark and Frank Church and Gaylord Nelson were having lunch there with Herman Wolf. And I came on by, and Joe said to me, he said, well, I understand that you're backed off from the Civil Rights Program. And I said, well, I'm not backed off. I said, I know what the Constitution says. And it kind of irked me, I have to admit. And I said, I know what it is, and at least I practice law. And he said, well, Archibald Cox, I asked him about it. And this is what Joe Rao told me, too, that Archibald Cox had helped to draft this amendment. And he also said that Nicholas Katzenbach had backed off. And I called Nick that very night, within 5 minutes after I was through with Joe Rao. And Nick told me that absolutely that was a damn lie and that he didn't appreciate this thing. He's going to put a stop to it right then. But anyway, Joe said, well, he said, the whole thing about it is you got to remember one of these days there may be another Kennedy in the White House. And I said, well, I said, fine. If there's another Kennedy in the White House, I said, that had nothing to do with my decision on how I'm going to vote on the voting rights bill. I said, I didn't know that was the issue involved. But I do think that you ought to know about it. Now, oh, one other thing. Humphrey told me, he said, well, he said, I think maybe Mondale will go along with this. And he indicated that to me, and he never did say that he was for the bill. I didn't ask him point blank, but I want you to know, I'm not saying he didn't. Mm. But he said, I think Mondale will go along. He said, I've talked to Monroney and asking him to talk to Harris. I've talked to Steve Young, and I told Mike to go ahead and talk to Steve Young, and I thought that he's ready to go ahead and vote that way now, although he's the sponsor of the amendment.
Good. Well, you're going to win it, aren't you?
I don't know. I haven't tried to count. But I thought you ought to know that.
I sure do appreciate it. I'll get right on it.
And, I mean, I think that you ought to, if you could, get a Hubert to, I mean, they're using Hubert's name. Now, Ted told McCarthy that, Humphrey was for the amendment. I mean, not that he was leaning or anything else. He just told me point blank was. Gene and I have been together on all this whole thing, just in case you didn't know.
Good. I'll get right on.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much in advance. Appreciate you calling a lot.
All right. Bye.